Rahoa, my white brothers and sister, and welcome to the Creativity Power Hour. I'm your host, Reverend Lloyd, Pontifex Maximus of the Church of Ben Clausen. And overall, asshole. Anyway, welcome back. It's been 2 weeks. Let me turn down the music a little. That's Dorothy, kind of blues rock, blues hip, hard rock. As said, she's got a lot of good songs. And she's hot, too. Anyway, so, welcome back. It's been 2 weeks. I've actually been sick. I don't know. It's one person tried to tell me it was allergies. Another person said it was, like, two or three people said it was the Kung Flu. I felt like I had the flu, so I don't know. So I flu, Kung Flu, allergies, food poisoning, who fucking knows? Anyway, I'm still coughing though on occasion, so I'm still a little sick. I did go out and hang out with a few buddies a couple days ago. Kind of went home early though, still kind of feeling a little weird anyway, but it's good to be back. Actually, after doing 8 broadcasts in a row, plus a Yule one a few days before that, kind of burned out. Plus, talk crap screwed up and broke on us. It's just so many bugs with that website that I just said hell with it. It's like every other week there was issues. Sometimes people couldn't type it. In the comments section, sometimes people couldn't call in, or they could talk and I couldn't talk. I mean, it's just, anyway, so I'm just going to record audio files and upload them. I'm just going to record, as I said, audio files, and I'm going to keep these around to 45 to 60 minutes, give or take. Several people were like, dude, you go on for like 3-5 hours sometimes. That's true. Anyway, welcome. Check us out online at, we got the old websites back. So it's creativityreligion.com and churchofbenclausen.org. Oh, let me turn off the damn music. It's, at least I know that I can play some music and it'll pick up a little bit. Churchofbenclausen.org and creativityreligion.com. And for my personal blog, which is mostly just humor stuff, that's hardylloyd.net. Clausen's Klassen. So tonight, I was actually going to try to get back into doing serious broadcasts again. I was going to try to get back into the spiritual philosophy of creativity and or talk about law and order concepts. I've been writing a lot of law and order snippets and a couple like one pagers and posting them on the internet. It's, law, the legal system has always kind of fascinated me. So, as I said, this happens once in a while where members of the church or even people not affiliated with our group or our church, but affiliated with maybe some other groups or not, do call upon me as an ordained minister in creativity and someone who's got, 30 years of activism under his belt. It's not uncommon for racialists to ask me to mediate. In fact, when I was in prison, I was asked to mediate between non-whites. And whites and whatnot. So I've always kind of liked talking about, laws and legal matters and rulings and things like that. So that we're going to, I'll have one of those episodes in the future. We're going to do another Salubrious Living episode, more lone wolf stuff. I know before I was just basically just talking about different types of weapons to use. We'll get into actual like tips and tricks. Actually, that reminds me, why is 5.7 millimeter become, I'm sorry, the 57 millimeter, no, sorry, yeah, the 5.7 millimeter, why has that round become popular all of a sudden? I don't know. My one friend was like, I was looking it up online, my one friend's like, hey, this is a cool type of, new type of ammo that I've never shot one before, and he was talking about it, and I mean, I personally, I like 40 calibers. If you're going to have a pistol, personally, I think 40 caliber is better, but I mean, that's a different show. You know, you get about the same amount of rounds as a 9mm, but it's more power than a 9mm. And I guess the 5.7, which is relatively new round, it came out in the 90s, but I don't think it was really used in the United States and Canada till after 2000. Anyway, it goes along with the NATO stuff, and they do have, I mean, you can't buy it in the civilian market in the United States. Anyway, I don't know. I was just like, all of a sudden it was like this big thing. Anyway, so if anybody could figure that out, I guess it's streamlined. I guess the velocity is better. You know, it's got less power, obviously, than a 9mm, but I guess the velocity, probably that, maybe one or two other things, impact point, I guess, is better than the 9mm, but no, whatever. Anyway, hold on, let me take a drink. Drinking my organic tea. So that will be another episode. You have to forgive me, I'm just getting back in the swing of things. I took last week off because I was coughing really bad the previous week, and this past week it's been kind of an occasional cough. So, not too bad. Anyway, today I'm going to, instead of doing something on legalities and laws and creativity law and spiritual philosophy, although I'll probably mix a little of that into tonight's broadcast. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to, since we have King Coon Day tomorrow in the United States, I didn't even, somebody had to remind me that this was happening a couple of days ago. I wasn't really sure what I was going to do the show on. I was like, well, I'll just start back into the spiritual philosophy stuff. But apparently there's that gringo holiday tomorrow, which celebrates a known communist pedophile, Martin Luther King. I don't understand Americans. I mean, all infidels are nuts, but the gringo just seems to be the worst. And hey, fuck it, you know. Hey, it's their society, you know. It's their culture. If they want to worship a pedophile, that's on them. So, yeah, that's so I think what I'm going to do though is, because these are things I did talk about when I was in prison with blacks. It's interesting, though. I mostly hung out with non-whites when I was in prison. As the whites were all into, you know, the whole AC, AB, fucking Odinism, all that type of stuff. And it was really the non-whites were the ones that I could actually talk actual politics with. Because, you know, the white guys were all raised in America for the most part. And you know, they were just like kind of in, it was just like a gang thing for them. You know, they didn't really have real racial, you know, they didn't really have a strong sense of racialism. It was really just, you know, well, this is prison. This is what we do. So that, I mean, I don't want to get off on a rant to something different, but I did want to bring up something though, because, excuse me, both before I went inside and then after I was kidnapped, I have always networked with non-whites, and it's not so much of us hating mud people as we just want to be separate from them. And really it's the Jews that's the enemy, you know, Jews and as well as communards and, you know, people that want to take away freedom and liberty from everybody. So, I've often gone, through black neighborhoods and mixed neighborhoods. We don't really have a lot of mestizos up in PA and Ohio, but, I have passed out flyers that were aimed actually at blacks and mestizos and, where it's basically just saying, hey, you know, beware of the Jew, you know, it's the white man isn't out to get you, it's the Jews out to control you. And so I did one, considering that tomorrow is King Coon Day, and I figured I would talk about the Jewish slave trade, and it was actually Jews that forced black slaves onto the white people in the Americas. And that's this is not I'm not you know this is not to you know I'm not saying this as a defense in a debate. I don't even believe in debates anymore. They're a waste of time. But I do believe in truth, and it's the Jews, and it's important that both whites and non-whites understand that it's the Jew is the main enemy. I mean, as I've said, I've been an activist for over 30 years, and I've never really had issues with mestizos. A lot of Orientals. I've networked with a lot of Orientals and a lot of mestizos, as well as Turks, and Hindustani. And these people, they hate the Jews and they hate communists just as much. Well, I mean, the ones I talk to hate communists, but they, the other races hate the Jews just as much and recognize that they're the evil in the world. And so, I figured I'd just tonight talk about that, that the Jews, being behind all the bullshit that's going on between the races. Now, I mean, now we creators and anyone really who's anyone both white and non-white who's a third positionist, although we are fourth positionists, but we creators and of course whites and non-whites, they're third positionists, understand it's really the Jews that are behind everything. I've had some good conversations with a lot of mestizos and Orientals. About the Jews and about communists and communism, and we've had some really good discussions. They're fully on board. Networking with white people against the common foe, which is the Jew. And I figured what I would do is send basically a message out tonight that that blacks really need to start focusing on, as Louis Farrakhan says, the Jewish master. And I think it's important that blacks stop giving in to, the Jew propaganda and all these, libtard fruitcakes, and remember that the people that are really fucking you over, and really have been fucking you over, for a very long time, that these are the Jews and these middle class, upper class white liberals that basically just feed you a bunch of bullshit because they don't, I mean, fuck, they probably think you're more inferior than we do. Which is, I mean, that's the truth though, isn't it? Most of these Jews and white, upper class liberals, they basically just try to lead black people around on a leash because they think they're too stupid to see what's going on. So I guess I'll basically just, so as I said, I'm still getting over it. Tomorrow marks like 2 weeks, and excuse me. And as I said, I have tried to go out, over the past week. I was hanging out with a few people a few nights ago, and probably should just lied in bed for probably just should just fasted for a full week and not done anything. But I was busy working on a few projects, and I'm like, well, I'm sick, but I need to get this crap done. So that's probably why I'm still a little under the weather. I mean, I feel okay. It's I'm not a fever or anything, or at least I don't think it is. Might be a slight fever. I don't know. Oh my God, it's the Kung flu. Hold on a second. This is probably going to be, I don't really know how much I can really talk about this. I mean, it basically boils down to this. The Arabs and Negroes in Africa enslaved blacks, sold them to Jews, who then sold them to Jews and rich white race traders in the Americas. And that's how black and mulatto slavery transitioned from the Middle East and Africa, where Arabs, Jews, and blacks were enslaving blacks, and then how it moved into the Americas. I mean, what more do I really need to say? But I a lot of blacks know this. I did talk with a lot, both in and out of prison, mostly in prison though. I did talk with a lot of 5%ers. This is different from the 1 and 3%ers, which are white bikers and whatnot. But the 5%ers, the Nation of Gods and Earths, the Black Muslims, the Nation of Islam, what is it, the Koofies, the what are those other two? I studied a lot of this crap when I was in prison, and I mean, I did study some of the black supremacist ideology before I was kidnapped. But when I was inside, you know, I spent a lot of time in the library, in the Chaplain Library, you know, just studying different ideologies and whatnot. And, you know, I just like studying different things. And, you know, there's a lot of black supremacist religions out there that that actually do recognize that Jews and whites are two different races, and that the Jews are actually the real masters, not the white man. They hate white people too. Don't get me wrong. They're black supremacists. They hate white people, but they also recognize that the Jewish race is actually the one that's actually pulling the strings, and that whites are basically, it's the Jew is the master and the whites are the police, and that the Jews use the white people to keep the black man down. This is what most of black supremacist ideologies believe in. And, so I, you know, I talk with a lot of these guys, and, you know, while they still hated black people, though, A, they recognized that the Jews were a different race and were the real masters that were pulling the strings of the United States and Europe. And two is they always respected the fact that I was open and honest with them, that I was a white separatist. Well, that's actually the term they were using. I just said I was a creator. I was like, well, we just believe in racial separation, and this is the way we refer to ourselves. But they usually referred to me as either the Aryan guy or the or just generally as a separatist. And you know, a lot of these guys, it was interesting though, but we would this is going to piss off all them commie fags out there, but it's funny though, but I actually had some interesting conversations in regard to Emma Goldman and Karl Marx with black supremacists than I ever did with the, you know, the junky AB guys. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we still hated each other. You know, blacks hate white people and whites hate black people. I mean, that's just, you know, that's natural. That's instinct. There's nothing wrong with that. That's just the way it is. But, you know, at least we came to the realization that it's the Jew that's the actual real enemy. And if blacks could just have all of Africa and whites could have all of Europe and North America, then the white black issues would disappear. And most whites and blacks agree with that. I mean, the world's big enough that that's not an issue. I don't even see why we're having these stupid debates when every group can have their own country. Every subgroup could have their own country. The planet's big enough for everybody. But anyway, I'm kind of getting off topic slightly. The conversations I had with black supremacists in prison was very interesting. And, you know, most black people do want to have their own thing. And so I'm glad that a lot of the black ideologies are anti-Jew and recognize that Jews are not white people, and it's two different races. And it's the Jews that are, as well as, you know, race traders from all races that are part of the economic elite. You know, the Fortune 500 companies don't care what race you are, as long as you care about money at the end of the day. And so I think a lot of blacks that are extreme recognize that it's really the upper 1% of all races and the Jews that are the main enemy. And I just want to remind, for any of the blacks that end up listening to this broadcast, is remember, at the end of the day, is we creators, skinheads, white power folks, we just want to be separate at the end of the day. We just want, you know, you have your country, we have ours. It's the Jews that keep trying to force you in. And by the way, Jews want to race mix everybody into a single mongrelized race. They don't want black people to be black people anymore, just as they don't want white people to be white people anymore. They want everybody to just basically just, you know, just mix into some piece of shit that they can easily, that will have like some white intelligence, but will have some black docility. And is that a word? I think so. Anyway, and at the end of the day, that's what they want. They want to basically just take what the attributes of all the different races that they like and then mix into something they can control. And it's very important that both whites and non-whites recognize that fact. I mean, fuck, if we would just unite against the Jews, I think 99% of the problems that we have in this world, both racially and economically, would just fucking disappear within probably two or three generations. It's the Jews, that's the problem. And in fact, that's why the Church of Ben Clausen focuses more on the Jew issue and the race traitor issue, and race traitors of all races, by the way, than we do, say, with, you know, some of the LARPing white civil rights organizations out there that seem to focus a lot on the black problem or the mestizo problem or the Chinaman problem. I guess if you live in California, there's a Chinaman problem. But, you know, they seem to focus on that, whereas we creators, at least in the Church of Ben Clausen, we care just basically just we want everybody to recognize that the Jews are the problem of everybody, the whole planet, and we just want everybody to separate. And that's it. So that's what we focus mostly on. And, you know, I mean, when I first got active in civil rights, it was, you know, in the multiracial, multi-ethnic third position section, you know, movement. So, you know, I mean, if you go around the world, there's third positionists of all races, ethnicities, and nationalities. Fascism and Nazism have actually been embraced by every race on the planet. So, you know, that's how I first got started. So it, you know, when I went to prison and I basically just continued the networking with anybody who would, you know, was willing to listen to me about the Jews and about communism. And unfortunately in prison, you know, the white guys are just all about the whole gang mentality. And blacks too, for the most part, but at least, you know, there's some ideology going on inside that, you know, I think we can all agree on. And it's namely the Jews are the issue. So I guess, I don't know. I don't know if this is really a broadcast for both whites and blacks, or maybe just black people. but the Jewish slave trade, you know, it's here's the thing. And we creators are not pro-Confederacy. We're not pro-slavery. There's this real goofiness by the anti-white bigots out there that somehow any type of white civil rights creed is somehow pro the enslavement of people outside of that group. And I guess with some people, that group doesn't necessarily have to be people that aren't white. It could also be white people of, say, Slavic descent or Italian or Irish descent. But what have you, you know, slavery is bad for white people. You know, creativity is anti-slavery. And I think most white racial loyalist creeds and groups are anti-slavery. I think I've only ever met one guy who claimed he was pro-slavery who was white. And the guy ended up being a snitch. I met him when I was in jail, and the guy ended up snitching on somebody to get a lesser sentence. So, I mean, that should tell you right there. Once again, you know, we creators believe in separation. But slavery is bad for white people because it leads to race mixing. It always has, you know. I mean, let's look at, excuse me, when the Greeks would enslave. Because the first slaves in the white world were actually other white people. And so when the Greeks who practiced eugenics enslaved white people that didn't practice eugenics, eventually they bred with the whites that had kind of stagnated or degraded or hadn't advanced as quickly as the Greeks who had embraced eugenics. And once again, you know, they lowered the gene pool. I'm not saying that there's a difference between, say, Nordics and Alpines or Slavs and Celts. I'm saying that eugenics is eugenics and the white race is the white race. If you have a white population that practices eugenics, over time, it's obviously going to breed itself up from the whites that aren't practicing eugenics. And so slavery, whether it's white-on-white slavery or whether it's non-white-on-white slavery or non-white-on-non-white slavery or white-on-non-white slavery, it always ends up leading to race mixing. That's just inevitable. It's also bad for the white race because it attacks the white working class. The white race is a working class race. But that doesn't mean that we're, you know, working class people aren't educated. I'm just saying that white people love to, as I say, toil in the soil. And slavery destroys that. It breeds laziness. It leads to race mixing. It lessens the value of work. It lessens the value of the dollar. It takes jobs away from white people. So yeah, we are very much anti-slavery. Now, the whole slave thing was brought about because what we had is we had Jews. Now, Jews, hold on, I got some stuff here. Let's take a look. Oops. Okay, good. So let's see, there's a website called johnkaminsky.info, johnkaminsky.info. And it is, let's see, this is Who Brought the Slaves to America essay. And I guess it's a reprint of an essay that came out in 1968 by Walter White Jr. Anyway, it goes into how the Jews, that there were Jews that infiltrated the, Spanish expedition under Columbus to the New World, and how the, at first the Jews wanted to enslave the various Indian tribes. It's a misnomer, actually. Not all Indians in the Americas are actually red. It's the North American half seem to be red, and then the ones below in the Caribbean at the time, as well as in South America, seem to be brown. But since brown Indian usually means Hindustani, I'm just going to say red Indian. So what we have is we had the red Indian and the Jews wanted to take a whole bunch of them back as slaves to Europe, of course, once again, leading to race mixing. Slavery is not a pro-white thing. It's not even a white thing. But this is getting back to how it started in the Americas. And so the Jews, of course, masquerading as financiers and doctors when they came over with Columbus, during the first few explorations, we're trying to bring as many, Indians back to Europe as possible so that, once again, they could have a population that they can manipulate, lead to race mixing, and then full domination of Spain and the rest of Europe. Excuse me. Now, the North American Indians and the Central American Indians didn't prove slavable enough. Like white people, they, you might be able to slave them for a little bit, but then they would lead to rebellion. And so, Jews who were more afraid of being scalped than of their long-term race mixing goal decided that, well, how about this? We'll get the whites to kill the reds, and then we'll buy blacks from the browns and blacks in Africa and the Middle East, and then we'll ship them over here, and then we can create a mulatto race and then try to maybe just mix the blacks, the reds, and the whites all together and to create some, a brand new empire in this new world so that we could, lead to full global domination. Now, that's the Jewish plan right there. And that's what happened. That's why all races, not just white people, but all races need to be wary of the Jews. I guess it's more of an anti-Jew broadcast than necessarily on slavery. But everybody needs to be very careful about the Jew. The Jew is the main enemy of everybody, period, end of discussion. Although they are quickly losing control of the golem that they created. The golem, the Jewish monster they created to take over the world, is slipping further and further from their control. And it's turning into a beast that this is why we're seeing Jews now, the Jews like to pretend to be both lefties and righties because they want to control and manipulate everybody. But we're seeing a lot of Jews trying to support even white racialism to an extent, because they're really starting to lose control of, the communist monster that they've been breeding in America's universities. The Mohammedists, which the Jews created Mohammedism to try to enslave the brown people, in the old world, you know, that's gotten way out of their control. And so, you know, it's you're starting to see this, like, you know, like the Milos and the Ben Shapiros of the world are, you know, and the Donald Trumps. And Donald Trump is anti-white, as far as I'm concerned. He's pro-race mixing. He's pro-Jew. He's pro-Zionism. I don't see how anybody could ever look at this dude and think he's pro-white. As far as I'm concerned, he's an anti-white piece of shit. But anyway, I like listening to speeches. They're hilarious. Hold on, let me take a drink. So, anyway, get back to what I was saying, though, is, you know, we got to be wary of the Jews. Everybody, all races, need to be wary of the Jews. And as I pointed out, you know, the Jews originally wanted to enslave the red man, but that, like the original, like trying to enslave the white man, just doesn't work over a long period of time. So that's when they went back to the black chieftains and to the Arab slave traders, bought them, and then brought them back to the Americas and sold them to rich white race traders that didn't give a fuck about the white race, that didn't give a fuck about the white working man, and bought slaves so that they could just have a bunch of money and cheap labor. And there was also Jews too, you know, don't get me wrong, the Confederacy, in my opinion, was actually probably more anti-white and pro-Jew than the Union was. You know, Judah P. Benjamin was the head of course, a Jew who was the head of their finance. They can never just get away from finances, can they? They have to, it's money. They just love money, don't they? Anyway, so, you know, the Jew slave merchants, you know, who bought black slaves from blacks and Arabs, then sold them to rich Jews and white people over in the Americas, and also some rich mestizos. Because let's not forget, is due to race mixing, you know, over the years, there were actually mestizos, you know, not besides Jews, but other non-whites that actually did own black slaves as well. And of course, this was all done intentionally to try to race mix, to create, once again, a slave population, and of course, to get a bunch of work done cheap so the Jews could come over and start lending money at high rates, could start investing in things, making more money, gaining more control from within side, you know, the financial structure of the New World. So that's what all that was about. And, you know, people need to understand this. And I think black people, because, you know, tomorrow is, quote unquote, to quote the gringos, your day. You know, it's important that you recognize that it's not a white-black issue. What it is a Jewish issue. That's the problem. It's the Jews that have been fucking your people over for hundreds of years. Well, that and, of course, the Muslim Arabs have also been fucking your people over. And, you know, it's insane that, and of course, this is just a Jewish trick, but, you know, looking at it as a creator, you know, because we are outside of infidel society, just seeing all the infighting of the different races while the Jews keep going to the bank, it's just ridiculous. I don't understand it. It's like when I was in jail, you know, and I would talk to the black supremacists. They would, you know, they understood that it was the Jew was the main enemy. It wasn't really a white man issue. As I said, it was the Jew was the issue. Now, some black supremacists just want to, you know, they have, you know, delusions of grandeur, just like you'll find in any group. You know, there's some black supremacists that want to conquer the whole planet. That's never going to happen. The Jews can pull that off. You can't. And there's others that want to kill whites and Jews. There's others that just want to kill Jews and then separate from white people. So, you know, but at the end of the day, tomorrow, just you out there who are listening to this that are black, just remember that the slave trade that, now I'm not going to point the finger at your chieftains. They were just doing what everybody has done throughout history. You know, slavery has always been around. Originally, though, people would enslave their own because that's the only people that they were next to. But anyway, remember, at the end of the day, the black slave trade was run by the Jews and promoted by them, and the Confederacy was a pro-Jewish, anti-white government. I just want to throw that out there. I'm sick and tired of people trying to lump things in with white civil rights or white pride philosophies that have nothing to do with it. The Confederacy is an anti-white thing, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, anything that fucks over the white working man can't be pro-white. And let's see, it's the same thing like with the Third Reich. The Third Reich was all about nationalism. It was about dividing white people into different groups, not seeing white people as white people. You know, I mean, people ask me this and they don't seem to understand, but I'm anti-Confederacy. I'm anti-Nazi. I'm anti, you know, multiracial fascism at the end of the day, because these things are anti-white. Fascism is anti-white. Well, fascism isn't based on race. It's just based on government and economic control by the state. And Nazism is more about nationalism or ethnocism than it is about racialism. And the Confederacy was anti-white working class, which means it's anti-white because the white race is a working class race. I mean, we are racial socialists after all, you know, we're not racial capitalists, we're racial socialists. So, you know, we creators, at least us, and once again, you know, there's the infidels and then there's us, and we see ourselves apart, separate from the infidels, whether they're white or non-white. But yeah, the Confederacy is fuck the Confederacy, fuck the Third Reich, fuck fascist Italy. You know, at the end of the day, those things were harmful to white people because they weren't based upon racialism. Well, fascism is race anyway, but you know what I mean. And so just think about that, I guess, because tomorrow is that gringo holiday. So that's why I'm bringing it all up. Now, as I said, that johnkaminsky.info page is who brought the slaves to America. There's also something else I want to point out, is the actual first slaves in America, the ones were white people that were brought over during the Columbus expeditions as slaves. The original slaves in the Americas were actually white. There's a good book called They Were White and They Were Slaves. And the National Alliance used to sell that. I mean, the old National Alliance sold that. Anyway, I'm sure you can find it online somewhere. And they were white and they were slaves. Now, this back when in 1492, the only slaves that traveled across the ocean were white people. And although they did bring back Indians, the Spanish court didn't really treat the Red Indian as a slave. They kind of treated them as people to be converted to Christianity. Once they converted from, you know, their paganism to Christ insanity, then the Spanish crown was like the same, you know, the Spanish crown then saw them as legitimate subjects. Once again, this is not racialism. This is just nationalism, capitalism, Christ insanity. It's got nothing to do with what we creators believe in, which is racialism. But the Spanish crown did that. They did the same with the Jews. Jews, who are a different race from white people, if they claimed to convert to Catholicism, then they were no longer considered Jews. They were considered Spaniards. And of course, they're not. They're Jews. But once again, Spain was based more on the Spanish language, Spanish cultural customs, and being Catholic. It wasn't based on race. For instance, some of the Arabs that had not been driven out when Spain, you know, liberated itself from Mohammedism, some of them were allowed to stay if they converted. Those that had been the mongrel offspring of forced race mixing from the Moorish invasion to the Castile liberation of Spain were allowed to stay and were considered Spaniards. That's not racialism. And the same thing when they brought the Red Indians over. Like, oh, well, if you convert to Christianity and you submit to the crown, then you can become Spanish subjects. No, we're not having any of that bullshit. No. Separation now, separation forever. That's what we believe in. Racialism, not nationalism. But getting back to the first slaves, though, but yeah, the first slaves in the Americas were actually white people. And in fact, Red Indians that converted to Christianity, embraced the crown and Christ insanity, like really truly embraced it, were probably freer than most white working class people in Spain, which just once again shows you that nationalism, capitalism are anti-white. Now, after a while, though, white people couldn't be enslaved. You could only enslave white people for so long before they rebel. This is why Jews want to race mix white people out of the picture. Black people are just more enslavable. I guess it's just part of their nature. But what we did have with white slaves is when they finally legally ended white slavery in the Americas, they had white indentured servitude. Now, this is something black people didn't have to go through. So this is actually more, so slavery actually has always harmed white people, both on a racial perspective, but also more recently over the last few hundred years, as far as laws go. Black and mulatto slaves were slaves and then free. White slaves were slaves, then indentured servants, and then free, but not even wholly free. For instance, and here's a couple of good examples. For instance, in order to run for office or to even vote in the early republic, the early American republic, you actually not just had to be white. Now, you didn't have to be male. There were some rich white women could also vote, and of course, rich Jews could vote. But you actually had to own at least 2 acres of land originally in order to vote. So white working class people who didn't own farms couldn't vote. So if you were a white person and you lived inside the city and you didn't own any land, you know, let's say you were a cobbler or something, you could be well educated. You could even be upper middle class, but you wouldn't be allowed to vote back then. So white people, black people kind of just went from being slaves to being free and were allowed to vote, during the 1860s. It was just a quick crossover, but white people have had to fight to get full equal rights under the law for all white people. And even when even when they finally allowed all white men to vote, it came with restrictions. White people had to be, in order to vote, you had to sign up for certain civil jobs. You know, you had to be part of the fire brigade or the local militia. You had to sign up for jury duty. You had to do things. So black people, kind of because of the whole secessionary war, were kind of just freed and just given rights. But white people have had to work for them. In fact, if you actually look at the last 500 years, white people have faced more oppression in their own supposed country, the United States, as the example here, than black people who were brought over here as slaves by Jews and then just freed. White people have had to kind of have steps in order to get free. In fact, white women weren't allowed to vote. And actually in England, this is something that very few people seem to actually understand, is that people look at the Magna Carta and England, and they're like, well, you know, they at least had they've at least had democracy almost as long as the United States, or maybe even longer, because they had their parliamentary system before the United States was formed. Au contraire. Actually, do you know that up until the last few decades that there were restrictions on being allowed to vote in the UK? Do you know that in England, that up until very recently, you actually had to be part of the upper class in order to vote? Do you know that? That there were actually more restrictions in England with their supposed democracy? Because a lot of people point to England because of the Magna Carta and because they had a parliamentary system before the United States even became a country. And they'd like to say, oh, that's a great example of modern democracy. No, it's not. Full equal voting rights and being equal under the law didn't happen until the last few decades of the 20th century. In fact, if we're going to look at everything, strictly speaking, if you're not part of that weird royal upper class section of English society, you still don't have full rights. So, at the end of the day, I'm sick and tired of people claiming that there's any, maybe this is more an attack on the libtards. And I don't want anybody to think I'm I don't want to come off as kosher conservative, but it's so annoying when I watch these SJW videos that to hear all these this weird verbiage of so-called white privilege, where white people for the past couple of thousand years have had to fight to get full equality for their own people in their own countries. You know, it pisses me off when people try to rewrite history and try to make it as white people somehow enslaved blacks and have kept them down or some other bullshit. Another good example of this is the fact that more white men are killed by cops than black men and women combined, even though blacks commit more violent crime than white people. So, you know, it's just, it just pisses me. I hate hypocrisy, and I hate people that are trying to whitewash history, trying to turn it into some weird Jew propaganda thing. It just pisses me off. But anyway, so these are just some examples, and I hope that black people that might actually listen to this broadcast realize at the end of the day, it's the Jew. That's the problem. Pretty much went over the whole slavery thing, also white slaves and non-white slaves. I guess also another thing is besides the first slaves in the Americas being white, the first slaves in all white societies from ancient Egypt before the race mixing to ancient Greece and Rome were white people. And also the slavery in Slavic, Germanic, and Nordic lands and Celtic lands were other white people. So I'm just sick and tired of people trying to claim that slavery is somehow it's a white man problem. Wait, that doesn't come off right. Well, what I mean is, that whites and how about this? I'll say it this way: the bullshit idea that somehow white people invented slavery and that slavery has only been used against non-whites, that's bullshit. First off, slavery has always existed. And second of all, white people had white slaves, just as everybody enslaved their own first. I mean, if you go back far enough in history, who's your neighbor? Is other people that look like you. But yeah, anyway, so the first slaves, so this is just something for, I guess, everybody to think about on tomorrow's gringo holiday, is that, is that the first slaves in the Americas were whites, and that the Jews were the ones that were responsible for black and mulatto slavery. What else is there? I guess, hold on. There is that johnkaminsky.info. There's also, what do we got here? There's also some examples of Nature's Term Religion in the White Man's Bible. Let's take a look at Nature's Term Religion. On page 45 and 46, we have, you know, we must go to the founder's words. So chapter 5, The Black Plague in Our Midst, we have on page 45 and 46, we have more examples that Clausen gives us on the Jewish slave trade, bringing blacks over to the Americas. Let's see here. Let's read a little bit here. So I'm going to skip down here. So it says, and who was it that indulged in the slave trade almost to a monopoly? Why, it was the Jew, in overwhelming numbers, carrying on one of his favorite rackets, that of dealing in human flesh for a profit. The Jew had been famous for indulging in the slave trade, not only for centuries, but for thousands of years. In fact, he was indulging in one of his prime activities, that of dealing human commodities, or should we say subhuman commodities, and commercializing on it at the same time. In so doing, he was furthering his master plan in two ways. One, he was making money and thereby strengthening his financial monopoly. And two, he was implanting the black jungle blood of Africa into the veins of white America, where it could fester and grow until it would finally destroy white America. If we are to save ourselves from the black scourge here in America, we must first of all redirect the thinking of the white man. We must destroy the shameful lie that all men are created equal. We must not only again make the white man aware of his great heritage and his wonderful gift of blood, but we must make the idea of racial purity the first and foremost passion of our new creed. We must therefore make every man, woman, and child realize the immensity of the gulf that exists between the great white civilization, the great white race, versus the black inhabitants of the jungle. We must make them realize that there is a far greater gap between the great intellect of our leading white genuses and that of the nigger than there is between the nigger and the next highest ape. We must guard our precious blood lines at all costs. Basically, it just says we need black Africa for blacks and North America and Europe for whites. So let me skip down. I think there's a... Hold on, page 56, there might be some more stuff on the Jew. So here we go. Okay. As I have stated repeatedly, the white man's main problem is not overcoming the black man or even the perfidious Jew. The main problem is to straighten out the white man's thinking and get him back to sanity. Once we have accomplished that much, the rest of the battle will be child's play. Once we have restored the white man's sanity to where his natural instincts will again be performing in accordance with nature's laws, the battle will be as good as won. The white man, brought back to sanity and freed from the clutches of Jewish propaganda, is the most powerful force on the face of the earth. In fact, the white man, united and organized, is 10 times more powerful than all the rest of humanity put together. It is the objective of this book to bring about this situation. And then here. When the Jews dragged the black man from the shores of Africa and planted him on American soil, they already had integrated into their master plan the means of using the black blood of Africa to destroy the burgeoning white civilization in the New World. Not only was the trading in slaves highly profitable to the Jew, but 300 years ago he already knew how he was going to use this African poison to destroy the white race. During the aftermath of the Civil War, the Secessionary War, for those not from North America. During the aftermath of the Civil War, the Jew launched a tremendous power drive to mongrelize the white blood for the South. In this, he failed mainly due to the rallying battle of the Ku Klux Klan. But the 1880s, the Southern states had driven the nigger from power and reclaimed his courts, legislatures, and government. In the early 1900s, the Jew launched a new program for the mongrelization of the white man under the guise of the Communist Party. This time it was aimed at the entire United States, with the spearhead being launched from the Deep South. And then it goes into the actual like blueprint of the that was laid down by the Jew Israel Cohen in a book entitled A Racial Program for the 20th Century. Anyway, that kind of went into a kind of American post 1776 history. So there's that. For further reading, Brother William sent this for tonight's broadcast. Nature's Term Religion, pages 45, 46, 246, bottom highlight, and 259, and the White Man's Bible, pages 182, 184, 187, 252, 268, 282, and 413. Thank you to Brother William. Hold on. I got another email from Brother William. Yeah. Anyway, it's we're having a discussion on our take on National Socialism, Nazism, and how we creators are very radically different from Nazism. Oh, let me tell you something. I'm going to watch one of my favorite movies tonight. This is way off topic. Blood In, Blood Out. Bound by Honor. It's there's a white Latino is the main character, and I kind of identify with him only because when I was in prison, you know, I'm white and I'm hanging out with the mestizos all the time. And the guy is his character as well as himself is he's a white Latino. So he's white, but he identifies with Latino culture. And in the movie, he's identifying with mestizo, specifically mestizo culture. Now remember, there's two different groups of Latinos. There are white Latinos and brown Latinos. White Latinos are Latins and Hispanics. Brown Latinos are mestizos and Chicanos. And he identifies with the Chicanos and for the sake of the plot, he identifies with mestizos and Chicanos. But I mean, if he was, I mean, he's from Argentina, but, or I know, wait, I think his family is Argentinian, but they moved to Ohio, and I think he was born in Ohio, but I think he's lived most of his life in Argentina and the United States. Anyway, he's an actor. I forget his name. Anyway, but I always kind of identified with his character because, you know, here I am, you know, I'm Latin and, you know, it's just, you know, I'm more, when I was in prison, I was more at home hanging out with the mestizos than I was with any of the white people. Also because the mestizos seem to actually understand philosophy and politics. I could discuss, you know, fascism, third position, Nazism with the mestizo. And, you know, it's like the white ABAC guys, you know, the Odinists, they were just, you know, I don't know, man. Some of them were LARPers. Some of them, it was like a hobby, you know, some of them actually believed in the Odinism, but, you know, they didn't seem to have a true spiritual understanding of white paganism, you know, and I don't know. It's just interesting. I don't even know why I brought it up. probably because I've run out of stuff to talk about. Oh shit. Well, we're already actually at 55 minutes, so I guess I probably could wrap it up. Anyway, it's a good movie. It's Blood In, Blood Out. And, you know, it's kind of funny, though. It's a relatively accurate depiction of the gang set up in the prison system. It takes place in California. A real good movie, which actually is pretty accurate, is called Felon. That's a good movie. There's a few out there that are actually realistic. Anyway, so yeah, I'm not really sure why I brought that movie up. Probably because deep down, you know, it's a problem. You know, white people are so brainwashed, you know, by Jew propaganda that, I guess everybody's kind of, to an extent, brought, you know, brainwashed by Jew propaganda. I mean, even though Muslims are anti-Jew, Mohammedism was invented by the Jews. It's just the Arabs turned it on them. You know, and you do have the many black supremacists do recognize that the Jew, not the white man, is the actual enemy. But at the end of the day, when, you know, they do, you know, they get into a lot of that 5%er philosophy, which is just bullshit. Anyway, the crux of the tonight's broadcast, it's the Jew is the main enemy. And it's really stupid. I know this is going to fall on deaf ears. You know, it's just, we're way, you know, the peoples of the earth are way too divided to ever unite real truly against the Jews. But, you know, they have this holiday tomorrow in America, and I want people of all races to recognize the fact that it's the Jew that's the issue. The Jews are the ones that are feeding all this fucking hate and bigotry and bullshit. Listen, we creators just want to separate ourselves. We want to have our own country. You guys, like, you know, a white creativity state is over here. Black people can have Africa. We can give the Odinists something. We can give those Christian identity buffoons something. We can give the LARPers something. Sure, why not? But, you know, at the end of the day, we just want to separate. We want white people to be with other white people, and we want a state, you know, within that network that is based on creativity. And I know personally, I've talked to a lot of black people, both in and out of prison, that also want the same thing for black people. They want Africa for blacks, and they want to leave white people to have their Europe and North America. And, you know, Latin America is big enough that we could probably divide between both white and brown Latinos. You know, it's, the earth's big enough. There's no reason for any of this. At the end of the day, it's the Jew that is the main enemy. I'm not saying we should race mix in order to fight the Jews. you know, that's what your kosher conservative Christ insaner would say. we need to just recognize, you know, being a racial separatist is not a bad thing. You know, being a racist isn't a bad thing. Everybody's racist. Everybody believes in separating based upon whatever group or subgroup they identify with. It's very natural. Every creature in the universe thinks this way. You know, and subgroups too, you know, people want to be around those that are of like mind. You know, I want to be around white people that believe in creativity. Obviously I want to be around white people in general. I want to be around white people that are racially conscious, preferably, and preferred over that, I want to be around fellow creators. There's nothing wrong with any of that. Racial separation is very natural. It's instinctual. Racism is very natural and instinctual. Tribalism is very natural and instinctual. We need to just embrace the fact that this is the way people are and recognize that the Jews are the ones that are trying to destroy the natural order of the universe, the natural order of our instincts. We need to recognize that it's the Jews. I mean, shit, I don't even blame blacks, really, for black crime. I mean, they're just... Black people are black people are just presupposed to crime in a modern urban civilization because they didn't evolve to live in a modern urban civilization. You know, thrusting them into that, into this, that doesn't help them. And it's not their fault. I agree with George Lincoln Rockwell on this. It's not the black man's fault that he's a criminal. It's the fact that he's being forced into white society, white civilization. There's no reason for it. There's no reason for that. At the end of the day, there's two groups that I blame, and that will never change. It's Jews, and everybody needs to blame them. Every group, every subgroup, every race, ethnicity needs to point the finger at the Jew. The other group are rich race traders, and this is going to be found in all races. But anybody, white, black, yellow, brown, who's a part of the Fortune 500 company syndicate, the Bilderberg group, what have you, the Freemasons, these people, they're of the 1%. They don't care about anybody outside of their group. In fact, they take tribalism to an economic extreme. And it's not just Jews and white people that are part of that 1% power structure, the Bilderberg group. At the end of the day, the Jews are the ones that manipulate the Freemasons, the Bilderbergs, the Fortune 500 companies. But the ones that actually make those systems work, the middlemen that make it function day to day, they are made up of all races, and they are all betraying their individual races for money, for the jog, the Jewish occupational government of the earth. That's the problem. And that's what all races need to understand. So on tomorrow's gringo holiday, let everybody unite in the understanding, at least mentally, that the Jew is the one enemy we all have. We all share that. And it's a shame that we are busy fighting amongst ourselves. I mean, the infidels are doing this. We creators are off to the side, kind of just watching everything, eating popcorn. It's like it's really like a bad horror movie. excuse me, that was pretty funny. But, it's a shame. It's the various peoples of the earth really should unite against the Jews. If we could at least unite on some small level against the Jew, force the Jew out, get rid of the Jew completely from our societies and separate ourselves, 99% of all problems will disappear within a few generations. That's a guarantee. The problem here is that we're all being forced together, regardless of what ideology you subscribe to, we're all being forced together and we're all being forced to hate each other when we should be pointing our finger at the Jew collectively saying, the Jew, that's the problem. That's the race that's fucking over everybody. Anyway, so all you black supremacists out there, remember it's the Jews. And for all you white kosher conservatives, stop sucking Jewish cock. And for all you white libtards out there, stop believing in the propaganda. Because you guys sound so fucking stupid. I have a real hard time. When I watch these SJW videos on YouTube, I laugh my ass off because it looks like performance art. I have a real hard time believing that anybody can be that stupid that I actually buy into the insanity that I don't like using the right-left box terminology. But let's just say the liberal insanity that we see today. as far as, you know, these SJW video compilations go. I mean, I have a real hard time believing that anybody can really think that way. You know, there's not just two sexes. There's a fucking plethora of sexes. How can anybody who studies basic biology and common sense just actually believe in that? It's just so stupid. But people believe all this weird shit. They really do. It's crazy. Anyway, hey, at least us racial separatists, both white, black, and brown, and yellow too. Orientals want to be separate. At least we recognize, you know, at least those of us that are extreme, white extremists, black extremists, brown extremists, yellow extremists, at least we all know that it's the Jews that are at fault. We know what's going on. Anyway, folks, there we go. A message of unity. Let all peoples of the earth unite against the Jew. Hopefully so. I would love to see that. That would be a great day. It would. And I'm telling you right now, three generations after we did that, all of our problems would go away. It really would. You know, you would have unequal nations, but so what? That's natural. It's the law of the jungle. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, trying to force everybody together is what's stupid. Anyway, folks, so that's my message on tomorrow's Yankee holiday. everybody, let's separate, but be united against the Jew. That's the message I want to drive home today. Anyway, it's been 65 minutes. Good enough. I'm going to watch my Mestizo movie. Some people think it's weird. Hey, I'm going to throw this out there just because I like, you know, I've got some goofy humor. One of my favorite movies, actually, I love a lot of cult and indie stuff. I watch a lot of artsy movies, a lot of the Pittsburgh film, Three Rivers Film Festival. You know, I go to that every year almost. It's, I like artsy and cult movies and things like that. One of my favorite movies is El Mariachi by, is it Michael Rodriguez? I'm bad with names. Anyway, Robert Rodriguez, something like that. I'm just bad with names. Anyway, it's funny though. It's in Spanish and it's filmed in Mexico. And the antagonist actually is a white Mexican. I kind of thought that was kind of funny, but anyway, the main villain is he's a white Mexican. Anyway, but that's actually one of my favorite movies. El Mariachi. I don't know. Hey, I like artsy films. I think artsy films are cool. I'm a real kind of nerdy type dude. I watch all these artsy films and play fucking Cthulhu and, you know, all that type of shit. Anyway. Well, thanks for joining me again. It's been a couple weeks. I'm still coughing a little bit. Nothing like the previous week. Holy shit, that was bad. This past week has been okay. Excuse me. Anyway, I'm starving. I've not eaten all day again. I don't know why I do this to myself. I think that's pretty much it. Anyway, check us out online, churchofbenclausen.org and creativereligion.com, hardyloyd.net. There are still some issues with emails. I think that's probably just various server issues that occasionally pop up. People are saying that. So far, I'm getting the emails from my friends. If somebody is sending me an email and I'm not getting it, I wouldn't know anyway. But, the bugs are pretty much worked out. I don't know. I guess probably on your end. The last three domain addresses are being transferred. As you know, we use multiple hosts for multiple things. This is just so we have stuff everywhere. Anyway, so that's pretty much it. Oh, and check out the website because we did add a bunch of new things. We may get around to uploading all of the Creativity Power Hour episodes prior to, you know, the 8th of January. We haven't done that right now because it's just a lot of files. You know, we recorded, or I recorded. We, nothing. It was me. Shut up. It was, let's see. I recorded probably, 40 or 50? No, it was around probably 35 to 40 shows. Well, actually, if you count the last eight, it's probably like 60. Anyway, we're not gonna upload all of those right away, but we do have the most recent ones up there, and I also added a Salubrious section. There'll be more essays written by Ben Clausen, as well as myself, will be added to the Salubrious section, and I did create a Creativity and Law section on the website. There's a few things on there already. I'll be adding more by Ben Clausen and myself, and we've added more things. There's also a new snippet on there. I would like to thank Brothers William and Joe, as well as Sister Ivanova for helping with various online stuff while I was sick for 2 weeks. And I would like to thank her for cleaning up some of the more extreme posts. And I'd like to also thank, I'm guilty of a couple of those myself. And I'd like to thank Joe for calming down, not posting so much crazy shit. As well as myself too. But, so anyway, we are endeavoring to be more and more professional. You know, I like to approach things with a sense of humor. A lot of people like that. That's just my personality. And, you know, it's, you know, one of the things that I always kind of found a little annoying with Matt Hale and William Pierce was they're kind of, you know, they're stuffy shirted, just, you know, it's kind of like listening to somebody and, you know, some bank teller in the 50s, you know, just droning on and on about something. And, you know, I've always told people, I was like, you know, have a sense of humor. You know, you have to have a sense of humor in this business. And I think it's very important to not take everything so seriously, and also not to give in to the bigots and the bullies out there, and, you know, just to relax and occasionally have a goofy time. So, anyway, but we're endeavoring to be a little bit more professional, and I just want to thank everybody, and thanks for the well wishes and the birthday wishes and all that from everybody. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That was very nice, especially to Brother William and others. Some people don't want to be named. That's okay. Anyway, that's pretty much it. Next week. Next broadcast, I don't know. It'll be something. I'll probably get more back into spiritual philosophy. Or maybe, you know what? I might do something on Salubrious Living, because obviously I wasn't following something. So maybe we should investigate that together in next week's broadcast. So it'll be one of those two. Maybe the Salubrious Living. I haven't done that for a while. Oh, and don't forget, for those who are interested in Salubrious Pills, the Weiner Wellness Center in Greentree, just outside of Pittsburgh. That's pretty much it. There's a little advertisement. That's pretty much it, folks. Anyway, thanks again. Thanks again. And it's time. It's been over an hour now. So I think it's time to stop. And I will see you next week. Once again, sorry we can't do call-ins anymore, but the talk shoe website is just full of bugs. It's like every other week is just bullshit. I know a lot of people like that. We had some good conversations. It's a terrible website. I don't know what the fuck. You'd think they would have everything figured out by now. But anyway, thanks again, folks. And don't forget, if we all unite against the Jews, we can definitely win this racial holy war. Rahoa.